I know there are a few new people here tonight, but we'll go ahead and do the chanting as we normally do, and then sit a guided meditation, and then I'll introduce the course and cover some of the nuts and bolts after the meditation period. So if you're unfamiliar, the Three Refuge Chant is a traditional chant, and here at the Buddhist Studies class, we do it a little slower than you would normally do it in most settings. It just gives us a chance to come together as a group. There's something quite healthy and beautiful about a group singing together in this way, chanting together in this way. So we're taking refuge in the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha, and these are just three words that are representing the what we have been uncovering in our lives that we find trustworthy. So it's really, in a way, up to each of us when we take refuge. I take refuge in the Buddha, so we do it in Pali, the Pali language, Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. When we take refuge in the Buddha, the way I work with that is I try to notice right here in the present moment the quality of wakefulness, this quality of the mind or awareness that can reflect, that can be intimate, that can be unafraid of what's coming and going. So that awareness that you can't really turn on and off and you can't stain it or ruin it. Awareness just does what awareness does. It reflects, oh, it's like this now. So part of what we're doing when we do the chant is we're valuing that part of the mind, that somehow it's related to clarifying what's going on and realizing a deeper happiness. And then we take refuge in Dhamma. Dhammang saranang gacchami. So Dhamma is just the way it is. So Buddha, this awakened quality, awareness, opens, connects with the way it is. So now we're valuing the actual conditions that are being known. Not the knowing, but what knowing is knowing. The objects of experience, and the ephemeral nature, the fact that they're coming and going, ever ongoing, always another moment to be known. And we're trusting, we're practicing trusting this ground of our being, this flow of experience, mental experience, physical experience, internal, external. And then we take refuge in Sangha. Sanghang saranang gacchami. Sangha is the beautiful qualities when things are really radically simple. Buddha knowing Dhamma, awareness, this pure or simple awareness, connecting, opening to the way it is. Then we say Sangha arises or Sangha is expressed, sort of enlightened activity or relating to conditions, responding to conditions in an easeful, skillful, loving way. So we take refuge in these three things three times, but each of us have to make it real. So it's more than just a chant we do as a group, which is certainly nice, but we want to be connecting or reflecting on what it is we actually find trustworthy as we do this together at the beginning of our meditation period. So let's do that now, and then we'll sit, and then we'll be covering a few more nuts and bolts. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddha. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ cāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. At the heart of the Four Noble Truths practice is this embracing quality, this quality of the heart or the mind that intuits or recognizes that everything depends on connecting or being close or embracing the way it is. So always the first move in spiritual life is to recognize these two competing forces in our mind, in our heart. One is to run or to control or to fix, or to struggle. And the other direction, the wise direction, the spiritual direction, is learning to embrace, learning to say yes, learning to connect, learning to feel, to be sensitive to the way it is. Without that initial movement, there's no learning, no insight. So let's just play with that first spiritual move, a willingness to say yes, a willingness to embrace what's already here and now. It can be as simple as over and over dropping into or relaxing into the experience of the body sitting, opening to the movement of the breath in the body, practicing not being afraid of any emotional qualities that might be present now, practicing being unafraid. And in particular, as we're sitting and just simply aware, the Buddha is this awakenness, this clear awareness that knows it's like this now. So the first move is always remembering that perhaps this all belongs. This is how it's supposed to be now. It's not a mistake. That it's actually safe for the heart, the mind to be undefended, to be open and receptive. That it's safe to feel what we feel in the body, in the mind. And the real work then is remembering this in a continuous way. So feel free to use prompts if you need them, like repeating the word yes, for example, or just remembering the word embracing, or the phrase everything belongs. Can this be okay? And in particular, you might direct the attention in the direction of exactly what the mind wants to close itself off from. So saying yes to whatever, wherever there's a tendency to say no. Yes, this too belongs. Whether it's the experience of restlessness or dullness, knee pain, boredom. See if you can hold this theme in your mind continuously as possible. The theme of embracing the conditions as they are, being close. As if this were the most important thing. this practice of saying yes to the predominant conditions of the moment, it isn't in order to get somewhere or to fix something. It's simply in order to get good at saying yes to the conditions of the present moment. To find a freedom in saying, yes, everything belongs. Yes, this too. This all-inclusive, all-embracing, clear presence. It's actually quite a relief not to have to judge the quality of what's being felt or what's being known. No need to interpret the experience. Notice the profound sacrifice of letting go of complexity, of the this and the that and the good and the bad, and learning, it's a practice, learning to trust what's incredibly simple. It's like this now. This is what's being known. This is what's being felt. This is what's being perceived. Can this be okay? Letting the heart, in a sense, be touched by the conditions of the moment for its own sake, not in order to fix something or get somewhere. Noticing how liberating it is just to allow experience to be known, to be felt, or just to be. And if ever you notice that there's some resistance or friction or something's tight, see if you can say yes to that too. Like, that belongs, that's okay. It's just this tight feeling, it's like this. For the last minute or two, noticing how in moments when the heart, when the mind is more embracing, more inclusive, then any sense of there being a problem begins to diminish, disappear. to adjust your body